Well, good morning, everybody. I do have to say this past week has been very exciting for me, very busy for me, but what week is not busy for me usually? I have to say, but look, praise God, I have a great joy in the midst of these things. But one of the things that I know, we're going to be going to the Ephesians, but one of the things, we're going to be going to Ephesians 4. So you guys can go ahead and get ready to go there. One of the things that has been a blessing to me is seeing the body come together on certain fronts. And I do have to say one of the things that, you know, I listened to Wednesday night service this morning, as a matter of fact. And I know that he was talking about not being of a doubtful mind. And Steve was kind of talking about finances there. And look, seeking the Lord first, you know, tithings and offerings and these things that he's talking about, and be not of a doubtful mind. But there's other, just in that being out of a doubtful mind, some other things came to mind this past week for me on that same front. Because it's so easy. I mean, you know, as Hebrews talks about this sin that what so easily besets us, it's so easily to fall into that doubtful mind that comes about. And I know I was cutting grass, and, you know, cutting grass for me it's kind of a fun time because it's like, you know, me and the Lord, you know, and I'll pray and I'll lift things up and these kinds of things. And I know that, I'm sharing this with you is because one of the things that I was struggling with was, it was kind of like a frustration and irritation that I had and of a kind of like an overwhelmingness that started hitting me. I mean, it just started hitting me looking at, you know, the ministry, the body down here, these kinds of things. And I was of a doubtful mind. I was of a doubtful mind. And I say was because I didn't remain there, praise God. And one of the things that started happening in this is the Lord started, you know, showing me some things. And it was like, man, Lord, I mean, you know, these things, and I was like really thinking about the body, thinking about you guys and us going forward, and I was having a doubtful mind. And one of the things that the Lord highlighted to me in the midst of it was, he goes, all right, so why, I mean, do you not believe that I am well able? I mean, because that's what this sounds like. That's what this is where this irritation comes from. And, you know, this overwhelmingness is because that's what it sounds like is unbelief. I'm looking at it. What is unbelief? Well, it's sin. So it went from irritation and overwhelmingness and all these things to, Lord, have mercy upon me, Lord. I mean, please forgive me, Lord. Forgive me of this sin and the unbelief, because you are far greater than all of these things. You have done a mighty work in my life. You have done a mighty work in this ministry. You have done mighty things. How am I to even doubt you, Lord, of what you're able to do? How am I even to doubt that? And Lord, have mercy on me. And Lord, please forgive me for these things. And it was amazing. It was amazing what the Lord did, and I walked away out of there with a confidence of what he is well able to do and what he's well able to accomplish. And I was ready to go forward, man, and kick some tail. All right, I'm ready to go forward and kick some tail in the sense of that doubtful mind. All right, and go forward in what the Lord has called me to do here. And one of the things about going forward and what the Lord has called me to do here is to be a part of this body, to yet provoke to love and good works, for us to go forward in him. And as we can see, this past week has been a mighty blessing. I know there's been much communication with Brad and I, for an example, Lisa and I, for an example, of just things on the property and things to be done and these kinds of things. And you can see mightily, really, how that communication there, it benefited everybody. You can see how the Lord just kind of played out the things that are at hand. There's things that we all, that needed to be tackled. And how it worked, just by communicating one to another, fellowshipping for one for another, that each thing that kind of came up through this week, we yet communicated one to another to get the desired thing accomplished. To get the desired thing accomplished. And it was kind of, it was really neat how that worked. But see, without that communication and that love for one another, looking at one another's needs and how to get these things done, it really could have been, quite frankly, a catastrophe on many fronts. Not a big catastrophe, you know what I'm saying? But it could have not turned out the way it did. But the things that were at hand got accomplished. Did they not, Lisa? Did they not, Hope? I mean, they did. They did. And see, look, this is how the body operates. Okay, this is how yet we grow. All right, and I'm going to start in Ephesians 4. And it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation where ye are called. That vocation there means job. I beseech you that you walk worthy of the job wherewith you are called. I'm kind of replacing this, but the vocation. I beg of you, look, you guys all have a place in the body. You guys are not called to be pew warmers. You're not. You're called to be a part of his body. You are called to be a minister. That's what I want you to understand that right now. You guys are not here just to come to sit down and hear the word and then just put it down and go about your own business. No, it's for you to yet grow in him, in Christ Jesus. Be a part of his plan, his agenda, his body. That's a blessing, man. There is no greater joy to be a part of that. There really isn't. And see, I know that my part is not going to be Lisa's part. I know my part's not going to be Kat's part or Linda's part or Hope's part. But yet we come together as one for the same purpose. I mean, you got the hand, it has a job. You got the heart, that has a job. The artery right beside the heart, it has a job. It has a job. And you guys are part of that, Christ being the head. I would say, so this is an opportunity, folks. This is an opportunity for us to be a part of just that. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what goes on. I know, for an example, I came out here last night with Lisa as she was practicing. And I know that Lisa was a little bit timid on these things. I remember saying, you know, Lisa, by the way, when you go to practice night, give me a call. I'm going to go in there and kind of throw some songs at you to go ahead and play and kind of switch up and you can practice some of these things. And she's like, okay. You know, I can see this. I mean, does that not sound like you? It sounds, she's laughing over here. Okay. Test. Pass or fail. I mean, I was like, test? No, it's not a test. No, we're practicing, right? I mean, that's what we're doing, right? And, you know, I'm not a music guy. I don't know what a note is. I don't know what the note G sounds like, okay? So, I mean, but it doesn't matter. The Lord is awesome, and he is good, and he's well able to use any one of us in any part to give us what we need. So I come over here last night, and I tell Lisa, I share with Lisa, I said, Lisa, I do want you to understand here. Look, I'm not here over here because I think you're doing a bad job. Did you think that, Lisa? Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, you know, or something along those lines. I don't know the exact words. She said, no, that's not it at all. I'm here to help you practice in these things that you are doing in the ministry that she's called to be walking in. And that vocation or job she's called to walk in, which is what? Music minister. To be a music minister. Be in the music ministry amongst many other things. But did we not, Lisa? Was it not a great time? And did the Lord not yet use me, even though I don't even know what the note G sounds like, to help you in that? And she's saying yes here. I was about to pass it a mic, but, but it did. See, and this is how the Lord works. But see, look, if I don't take that time to sit down and do that and to communicate and to fellowship one another, how will I know what to minister unto Lisa? How would I be available to her to do what is good for her? I won't. And I was on the verge of not coming over, quite frankly, but I did, and the Lord blessed it. Okay, and that's kind of what I seen this past week with here with my neighbors, and not only that, my brothers and sister in the Lord. Okay? But you guys are all called to a job. I know, for an example, Edmund, he has been a great blessing unto this body as far as building the bell tower and helping out building the wall at my house and these kinds of things. Man, he put up that wall in like 2 hours, okay? I mean, it was amazing. It would have took me like 2 days. And then it would probably have been crooked. And then I'd call Edmund over there anyways, and he'd probably go, "Oh, bro, no, you got to do it this way, you got to do it that way." But that's, that's kind of how that body works, do you see? All right, now I'm going to carry on. With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And I look at this and endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Look, it's about coming. I mean, if you go to Corinthians, for example, and this kind of reminds me in 1 Corinthians, where it talks about we are to be of the what? Same mind. Of the same mind, speaking the same thing. Look, guys, if we want to have that same mind, which is whose mind? Jesus' mind, putting on that mind of Christ. As we say, we do that by faith, casting off that old carnal mind. But look, if we're going to be sharpened in these things, look, we're going to be coming together. Okay, we're going to be coming together in this, that we may have his mind, having an understanding. We're going to be going to our disciples. We're going to be bringing things to the light. That's how you bring these things to the light. Because if it's not of his mind, if it's not of his way, then what is the point of going forward in it? I mean, really, it's vanity, folks. I mean, it's vain. That's empty. It's of no use. And I tell you, we've learned along a lot of wrong way our lives, have we not? And a lot of times we've learned that wrong way for a long period of time, that we think that it's the right way, okay? But, well, you know how we get these things examined and checked to see if that really is the right way? And most of the time it's not the right way, is that we bring these things to the light. All right, so you bring these things to the light. And when you bring these things to the light, you can yet get corrected. Now, see, the reason why we'll have a struggle bringing things to the light is because we don't want to get corrected, okay? We don't want this thing to be corrected. Or we don't want to be considered being wrong, okay? But look, if you love the truth and you desire to walk in him and have that mind of Christ, man, you will bring these things to the light so it may be reproved. And that that you can start walking in his way and not your way anymore. And let me tell you something. That is so awesome. What has our way brought us? I mean, our way has brought us pain, destruction, misery, the opposite of joy. I don't know what you call it. I'm sure there's a word for it. But when we start walking in His way and we bring these things to light, I don't know how many times each and every single one of you where you have brought something to the light or the light has shone on a part, because some of you guys aren't so willing sometimes. And, you know, me as a minister has to kind of come and, you know, shine a light on these things, because you guys are like, I'm not going to bring that to the light. I'm not going to bring it. But, you know, I love you, so I'm going to go shine light on it anyways. All right. And these things exposed, but how, and things get exposed that are the wrong way. And then you get that wrong way exposed and you get shed of it, start walking in His way. And what do I get? What do I get when this happens? When you actually receive it and you actually start doing it, believing the Lord, trusting in the Lord. This is what I get. Like every time is like, Phil, you wouldn't believe what happened the other day, man. You know, I know Lisa was testifying about something with JC and some of the things that she was struggling with. And she, you know, Steve had talked to her, and I know Robin's talked to her. I've talked to her some about how the Lord showed up mightily right there for her child, JC. And, but not just with her only, this is the most recent one I can think of, but how many times y'all come back and say, Phil, it's amazing what the Lord did, man. He did A, B, and C. I mean, it was awesome, man. And this happened. You know, I took that advice. I did it, and I lifted up the Lord. I repented of that old way, went forward, and a great testimony comes about. It's amazing how that works. It's like He does above that we can ask or think is what happens. And then it's like we should be like addicted to that. Do you know what I'm saying? It should be something that like we want all the time. So why do we hold back yet so often? I mean, yet the Lord has been good to us, has showed Himself to be faithful. In Him is light and there's no darkness at all. And the testimonies that we have of what He has able, what He has done is a better and a far above imagine, above that we can ask or think. So why do we yet hold back from coming to the light? Well, it's called stupid. That's what it's called. It's just called stupid. Because ignorant would be better, because ignorant means that you don't know better. Stupid means that you do know better, and yet you do it anyways. All right? So, because it's yet stupid of us that we do this. However, be ye not of a doubtful mind. Sometimes that sin that so easily besets us. What? And as I was sharing this past week of my doubtful mind that I was having and I had to put off, yet that's the same way. Look, the Lord is big, but endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, man. I don't know how else to describe it, and I could be wrong on this, but when I look at endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, I look at that as seeking the Lord. I mean, I look at that as actually seeking the Lord and going forward in the body. Kind of an example of me going over and listening to Lisa and wanting to give her something that would be a blessing to her to go forward in that job she's called to do. I don't know how else to describe it, but I'll keep moving, reading on. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now, this is amazing. Look, we have one Father. We have one faith. It's amazing it says one faith, but I don't know how many different denominations there are. There's a lot. There's many. And God's not schizophrenic, folks. And he has one mind. He has one will. Okay? We're all called to be a part of that. We're all called to be a part of that. That's something I want to be a part of. That's something I want to see every single one of you be a part of. That's what I want to see. And he says that he is what? In you all. And that's an awesome thing. And it's not anything by what we have done. It's not anything by what we have accomplished. It's not by any kind of skill set or any of these things. It's not because you're born and your last name's thus and thus. It's none of these things, okay? No, it's all because of what Jesus Christ has done. He was crucified on that cross, was that perfect sacrifice. Okay, he was that perfect sacrifice and was resurrected in power. And now that we can become, because of what he does, we can become a part of his family and his body. I'm going to carry on. And in you all, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Look, when the Lord, when Jesus Christ was crucified, man, he went down to the pits of hell and he took the keys from Satan. And he was raised up in power. And look, he led captivity captive. Look, man, that captivity, that the bondage of this flesh, that old man that is upon us when we're born in that, when we're born and we're cut off from the spirit and we're in bond, our soul is bound to that. Look, man, he took care of that all. He led captivity captive. That thing has no more rule over us. We are free in him. We are set at liberty because of what he has done. We're not bound to that old man anymore. He gives us a new man. He gives us a new life. He gives us a new mind. Okay? That's what he's done. And that thing that was a snare and was a prison unto us, our soul does not have to abide in anymore. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it comes down to what he has done. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now I want to highlight this part. Is because you see how he gave gifts unto the church. You see how he has laid out those jobs. You see where he says he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. That's the vocations. Those are the jobs that are within the body. Those, you are called to one of those. Did you know that? Each and every single one of you are called to one of those jobs. Amazing, isn't it? That is awesome. Not only are you set free from all that nonsense that has held us back, and we are set free by the blood of Christ from that corruption, he's called us to partake of all his good things and to be a part of his body. That is an awesome, awesome thing. And it says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body. For the perfecting of the saints is the apostles and prophets' job. For the work of the ministry is the evangelists and pastors. And for the edifying of the body of Christ is the teachers. Now the apostles can fill out all that whole role there. And likewise on down forth. And the Lord can use any of us for any of those things when necessary. Because who is the head? Jesus. And he calls the shots. Okay? He calls the shots. And he can use us in any time and way he feels like. Just like he can use me to help Lisa in the music ministry. And I don't know what the note F sounds like. I couldn't tell you. I mean, if you played F, I couldn't tell you what it was. I'd be like, oh, that's a note, I think. All right, don't know. But see, he is well able. But I want to continue on because this is the part I really want to get to. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Coming together to that perfect man. Look, I look about coming together as a perfect man. A good example of that was with Joshua. When the children of Israel came unto that perfect obedience under that same mind and went and took the promised land. I mean, they were all obedient unto Joshua. Which really they were all obedient unto the Lord. They fell underneath that line of authority. They came together and they kicked butt. You know what I would like to see here happen? And not just here, but also in Texas and also in other places. Not just within the ministry. But just those that are of like faith come together into that perfect man to kick Satan's butt and take back those souls that have been. There's a battle here. It's a battle for Adam's seed. And I'm not going to go into detail on that. Probably couldn't if I wanted to. However, we are to preach the gospel, folks. We are to come together, kick Satan's butt, that people may have that same life, that same opportunity to hear that gospel and receive of the good life that Jesus Christ has for them. And that they can receive that salvation and receive that gospel. Look, I want us to see us come together in that unity of the Spirit. For that to happen, folks, it's going to take diligence on our part. I have seen the Lord do a mighty work here, and I have a great hope of what the Lord is able to do. A great hope. Not just a little hope, but a really great hope of us coming together as a body to move forward for Him. And I know that he is well able to accomplish that. What we need to do is we need to decide to really put him first and to go forward in just that. Go forward in just that. You know, I know that on Wednesday night, Steve was talking about people coming together and having things common. Being of the unity, looking out for one another. All right, where a person of the body is lacking, you know it. And you seek to fill that which is lacking. Just like you know when you stub your toe. When you stub your toe, you go down on the floor and you baby that toe. You are all over it. You grab that foot and you're like, oh, poor toe, man. I mean, you're all over that son of a gun. Or when your lungs ain't working, or when your sinuses are filled up, you're like, what medicine can I do to clear this up? Your mind, your hand, your thing, it starts to start moving, man. Like, I can't breathe. I hurt. My nose hurts. Let me do what I can to make this thing feel better. Okay, because it's hurting. That's how we ought to be for one another. That's how we ought to be for one another. Are we that way? No. Are we getting to that point? Is the Lord working within us in that direction? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't really say no because He has been doing just that. But I know it's been a work of the Lord and what the Lord has been filling us with. And that's the thing we also need to come down to understand. It is the Lord that gives us the will. Okay, to do of His good pleasure. It is the Lord that gives us the love to love others with. It is the Lord that gives us the faith to believe Him with, that He's well able to accomplish these things. It all comes down from the what? The Father of lights. But see, all these good things are for us and for us to partake of, but yet on our part, there is a personal choice that we make to actually receive those things which are before us. That's why when we want to come and serve Him and be about His business, that's one of the key signs that tells us that we want just that, is that we do bring these things to the light. Okay? That they may be reproved and that they are wrought in God, that the works may be reproved and wrought of God. We bring these things to the light so that we can get corrected, that we can get shown a better way. And the things that are not of Him, we cast off. And we don't just look upon the things for ourselves, we look upon things for others. Praying about one another, seeing what they need, lifting up in prayer at the least. And that might be the most powerful thing you can do. And lift somebody up in prayer when they're having struggles. But it's having that mind. Look, I mean, I talked about last week where the Lord has called us to love one another. He's called us to love us with the same love He loved us. And what was that love that He loved us? Look, man, He laid down His life for His friends. Are we willing to lay down our life for one another? Are we willing to do that? I mean, see, this is really where it comes down to. And I know that seeking out and being diligent on going forward of serving the Lord and what is best for the body and these kinds of things, when I have sought that out and gotten to where I make that choice to embrace that calling that the Lord has, that the Lord starts moving. He starts showing me opportunities to yet minister to one another, to yet go forward and spend time with one another, so that it be a blessing to them. And it's not that I want to sit here and bring myself. What do I have to offer? I have nothing to offer. I have zilch, nada, nothing within my natural man that's going to help anybody. Okay? Nothing. All right? I want to bring to you what the Lord has for you, what will benefit you. I want to bring you Jesus and His way. I want to bring you what His mind is. I want to see you grow in Him. I want us to grow in Him. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't want to grow in Him too. Absolutely, I do. I do. But I want us to come together to that for that same purpose and having that mind of Jesus Christ and being about His thing, His will, and come together as that perfect man like Joshua. It wasn't until they came together and had that same mind and went forward did they get the promised land, was it? It wasn't until that point, folks. Wasn't until that point. I know that the Lord has worked with each and every one of us, but I just encourage us to go forward in those things which he have showed us to go forward in. To continue down the path that he showed us. To continue down that way, just as I was describing each and every one of you, where y'all bring things to the light. Don't draw back from that. How much of a blessing has it been for each and every single one of you? Has it been? I've heard your testimonies. To sit there and say that it hasn't been a blessing when y'all have brought things to the light and have truly repented and it has gone about for it in his way, and y'all tell me that it hasn't been a blessing to you guys, I'm going to say that you're lying. Because I know the report, I've heard the testimony, and I have rejoiced with you all in this thing. I have rejoiced with you all. And it's brought me a great joy to see that happen. Don't draw back, folks. Don't draw back. It's so easy to draw back. I know. You know why I know? Because I have the same struggles as you do. I am like pastors just as you. I am touched with those things too. I can draw back very easily, and I am a king of excuses on this front. I mean, I can come up with any excuse why I am drawing back. But I'm not feeling well, okay? Or I haven't had much time to do my thing, all right? Look, man, if we're his and all of ours is his, then it's his thing. And it's his stuff, and he will have me do whatever he would have me do according to his will. I'm his servant. I am bought with a price. I am his. And if you're truly sold out to Jesus Christ, that is the mindset you need to have. You gotta have. See, you gotta lay down your life. You gotta lay down your life. To have his. Just like you can't have the mind of Christ and your carnal mind. You gotta put off that old carnal mind and then put on his mind. You gotta lay off that old man and put on the new man. And in order to do that, you do just that. Man, you are bought with a price. You are his. And you're his servant. When he says go, you go. When he says do this, you go do this. And you think what I'm telling you right now sounds so imprisoning, doesn't it? I mean, it could. I mean, when you look at it naturally and you hear in the words that I am, but I'm here to tell you, folks, look, it's not imprisonment, okay? I might be the prisoner of the Lord, but I have great liberty and joy, that of which I had never had before. See, you're only going to be, there's only two camps. See, a lot of people think there's three camps. There's not. There's two camps. All right? You got the kingdom of this world, and you got the kingdom of God. All right? And it's up to you which camp you want to dwell in. And to be dwelling in the Lord's camp is awesome. It's joyous when you become his servant. There is no greater joy, I'm telling you, when you're operating in this. You will have struggles and all these kinds of things, absolutely. But on the other side of it, it is awesome. Now, the camp of this world, that is bondage, death, and destruction. Jesus Christ came to give us life and that more abundantly. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what he has given us. But let me tell you something. I've been in the camp of this world. Or the camp of the world. And I've tell you, I've been in that camp. That camp is terrible. It is terrible. It about killed me more than once. And it is a camp of bonds and destruction, and you are bound to the flesh, getting pulled away by every wit, by every single thing. It's there to kill you. Now, I'd much rather be under the protection of the Lord Jesus Christ than be his and have liberty, joy, peace, love, sound mind. Man, that's what I want. Or you can have fear, destruction, death. I mean, it really should be a no-brainer which camp you want to be on. But how many times yet we try to gain this world? How many times have we not put off that old man? How many times have we yet chosen that old way, thinking it's good? And it's not. And it's not. So look, choose a side, folks. I mean, I don't have to sit here and tell you or make some big altar of, you know, sacrifice like Elijah did, because you already have the testimony of what the Lord has done. And you all had it not just once or twice, but y'all had continual testimonies of what the Lord has done in your life when you have took it upon His way and brought these things to the light. He's good. And I beseech you, for you all, guys, to get in your closets, get serious. And the things that you have not laid down, man, lay those things down. Look, make that choice to be diligent towards Him. Make that choice to go forward in Him and to embrace that calling that He's called you to be a part of. Embrace that part of the body He's called you to be a part of. Embrace it. And you will grow, and you will come together, and you will be a blessing unto others because of what He has done and what He's able to do through you. Through you. Through each and every one of you. I don't know, man. That is an awesome thing to be a part of. And I know that I've but tasted some of it. And I've had a lot of it. But there is so much more for each and every one of us to partake and to have. There is so much more. And that's something I all would have you all be a part of. So don't draw back, folks. Don't go back to that old way. Keep pressing toward that mark, to the high calling. All right, keep pressing toward that mark, forgetting those things which are behind. Press toward that mark. Be diligent, man, and just choosing to be used of Him. Look, I don't need to know what the Lord's doing. I just want to be a part of it. I just want to be a part of it. And when you make that choice and you become diligent to trust Him and believe Him and to go forward and be sold out for Him, man, these blessings will come and overtake you. They truly will. They truly will.